Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our program the famous and talented Ed Marquardt here. Welcome back, Ed. Nice to see you.
It's good to be here. Thanks a lot, Mike.
When I say see Ed, that's because we are Zooming, so I apologize for the quality of Ed's audio up front, but during our Zoom sessions, sometimes the quality isn't as good as we'd like it to be, because it's like an old-fashioned dial-up rotary phone, it seems. Do you have a rotary phone, Ed?
Not any longer. Thanks, Mike. I don't remember what those were. Do you?
I actually still have one in the house. It's not plugged in, but I have it as an ornament so that my granddaughter can come over and see what it looks like. But Ed Marquardt is the music director of the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's. Ed is a longtime guest of Conducting Conversations, probably close to 15 years, I'm guessing, we've been doing this.
Yeah, we've probably done this around 30 times by now.
So. Yeah, Ed is a retired teacher and musician and director of lots of famous groups, has traveled the world. If you've missed any of the previous shows, he was the music director for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale for about 30 years. Is that right?
32
years, and we did a lot of shows together with that. But he is a genuinely famous figure in the music of Rhode Island. He has a long-standing career, taught at Rhode Island College, and now the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's. And that's, what, about 3 years or so?
Ostensibly, we were in our fourth season when we got canceled because of the pandemic. So I haven't actually seen my wonderful orchestra for a year in total, you know, in rehearsals and concerts and so on. But fortunately, we have this wonderful group of people who get together periodically, at least once a month, sometimes more frequently, and record concerts to be played virtually over the internet. We have a group of programs which we call Afternoon Teas, that's T-E-A-S, period, which features small ensembles, a duet, a trio at times, and they get together in their homes to do this, and it plays on YouTube and our Facebook page. And then this is our second virtual chamber music concert that's coming up on February 21st.
Right, next Sunday, February 21st at 3 p.m., they can tune in by either going on Facebook or to YouTube, or go to the website, which is cobsj.org, and you can find out all the information about how you can listen to this marvelous concert. I guess it moves around with styles of music that you're going to be presenting, right?
Right, absolutely. We have a great variety on this program. We start with a brass quintet, and this is the actual name of the group, Your Favorite Brass Quintet. Those players have played in the orchestra as well. And then we have a duet for two violins, a Baroque piece. The brass will be playing an early 20th century work by Victor Ewald, a great composer of brass, a Russian. And then the Baroque piece is by Jean Leclerc for two violins, followed by a suite by Béla Bartók, based on folk tunes which he collected in Eastern Europe, is for flute and piano. And we end with one of the many chamber music jazz kinds of pieces by the wonderful composer, French composer Claude Bolling. And this is the suite for violin and jazz piano trio.
All right. Well, we're going to have a little sneak preview, if you will, of next Sunday's concert. Ed has provided us with some of the music, and we'll go through that and have him describe the pieces as we go along. We're going to start off with a brass piece, right, Ed?
Correct. Well, as I said, this is by Victor Ewald, who was born in the 19th century, lived well into the 20th century, and is most famous as a composer. He wrote symphonies, he wrote concerti, and so on. But he also wrote a great amount of music for brass, for which he is probably most famous. Like his contemporaries, Mussorgsky and Borodin, in Russia at that time, they all had extra day jobs, and composing was their hobby in a way, even though they were great composers. And Ewald was a professor of civil engineering in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Program hasn't been actually recorded yet, Ed, so we're listening to other people play this music.
Well, I would like to tell you who you will be listening to on February 21st. Craig Chedé and Lucas Swanson were the trumpet players. Susan Winterbottom Chedé is French horn and the leader of the group. Laura Lee Swanson trombone and Tom Gregory is the tuba. In the next work by Jean-Marie Leclerc, famous Baroque composer, actually the father of the French school of violin playing, we're going to hear two movements from this sonata for two violins in E minor, a gavotte and a presto. Our players are Cami Silvia violin and Wendy Rios violin. Wendy is our concertmaster, and Cami, both Cami and Wendy were students at Rhode Island College and played in the Rhode Island College Orchestra for me for a few years. It's always good to see these people, and they're marvelous performers. And when you tune in on the 21st, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it immensely.
All right, we'll listen to both of those pieces and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard, who is the music director of the Chamber Orchestra. And this is a concert that is going to be presented next Sunday, February 21st. We've been talking about the music that will be presented at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And it's a virtual concert that you can all take advantage of. And if they are so inclined, Ed, they might be able to make a donation at that point. Is that correct?
Surely. Anyone who would care to do that, please go to our webpage, which is cobsj.org, and there is a little button there called Donate. So please punch that button and help us out. I might add here that we have been very fortunate, as have other arts organizations in the state. The Rhode Island State Council on the Arts was able to give monetary help to many of us to keep going during this COVID-19 panic. And so we are really grateful to the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts and Executive Director Randy Rosenbaum for helping us survive this. Of course, these virtual concerts can never replace live music, but it does keep us in touch with those who love music, and we're grateful for the technology as well.
Right, and hopefully we'll all be back soon to be in person. I look forward to the time when you can be with me here in the studio and we're not actually Zooming. So maybe that's not too much further down the road. I know a lot of us are in line to get vaccines and get vaccinated. So hopefully by at least maybe this summer, things will open up a little bit and we can look forward to that. And next season, the traditional season as such, we might actually have some concerts. There you go.
That's what our hope is. we've kept some music from the four we were to do this season. So it will basically be performing the music that we had intended for this. So instead of Beethoven's 250th anniversary, we'll be celebrating Beethoven's 251st.
Like last year never happened, but... We'll look forward to those times. We're listening to some music, as I mentioned, that'll be presented next Sunday. And now we're going to leave the two violins and go for a flute piece, right?
That's correct. This is the Suite Paysanne Hongroise for flute and piano by the great Béla Bartók, who spent a great deal of time, as did his fellow Hungarian Zoltán Kodály, collecting folk music from around his native Hungary, and from other areas of Eastern Europe as well. And this suite, which is divided into two parts, we're going to hear the second part, Old Dances, which is about 7 minutes long. It's for flute and piano. Our performers are Brenda Young-Runner and Joseph Carvalho. Bartók was a tremendous composer, and some folks might not know that he actually died in New York City at the age of 64 from complications of leukemia, and was actually buried in New York City. And then in the 1980s, his sons had his body exhumed and moved to Budapest in Hungary. So that's an interesting sidelight. The last pieces he wrote, among the last pieces he wrote, are his great concerto for orchestra, which was commissioned by the Boston Symphony.
Thank you.
had that last piece being about 7 minutes long. We have one other rather lengthy piece, and I'm going to try to squeeze it in here into this segment before we take our next commercial break. Tell us about this one.
Well, what we're going to listen to now is the first movement of an extended work for violin and jazz piano trio by the great Claude Bowling, who lived from 1930 till 2020. He just passed away last year. This particular work for violin and jazz piano trio was commissioned by the great Pinchas Zukerman. Bowling also worked with Yo-Yo Ma, and one of the first famous pieces that he wrote was Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano Trio, and that was commissioned by the great late Pierre Rampal. So he has worked with classical musicians, but cast them in this sort of jazzy vein. And I think the audience will really enjoy these pieces. We're going to hear first the first movement, the Romance, and then we'll take a little break and then hear some more.
All right, we'll do that. We'll listen to that, take a break, and be back with more of Ed Marquardt.
Thank you.
Next Sunday, February 21st at 3 o'clock, will be the Winter Virtual Chamber Music Concert by the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's under the direction of Ed Marquard. Ed is here listening and to some of the music that's going to be presented along with me, Mike Mano, and I'm happy to be with Ed telling you about this virtual concert that'll be coming up. And we've been listening to some of the music and explaining who some of the players will be when that concert takes place. If you'd like information, go to the website, which is cobsj.org, and get all the information about next Sunday's concert. Ed, we're going to try to squeeze in some more music here. Some of the pieces were a little bit long, so thank you, audience, for being patient. And thank you, Ed, so much for coming on and telling us about this great event that's happening next Sunday.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to be with you here, Mike. Before I forget, the players on the jazz piano, the violin and jazz piano trio by Claude Bowling are Wendy Rios, again, our concertmaster, is violinist. Joe Carvalho is a pianist. Brian Grochowski is bass, and Jason Boucher is on drums. I really love these pieces that Bowling wrote, and they're not real easy. He's tried to give us classical technique within a jazz framework. So especially the last movement you will hear here, the Ora, is a dance, and it's very, very fast and really a challenge to the players. It's a wonderful program, I think, that my players here have put together on their own with the brass quintet and the two violinists playing a duet, the work for piano and flute by Bartok, and then this final suite for violin and jazz piano trio by Claude Bowling. I'm very, very happy with these people, and I appreciate their generosity, as you might imagine, during these hard times to be able to put these programs together.
Right. If you have the opportunity to listen and you'd like to donate, you can do so by going to the website, hit the donate button, and help all these things continue, and then wish for when we can all get together in the spring. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.